I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden has pardoned his son, Hunter, sparing the younger Biden a possible prison sentence for 3 federal felony gun convictions in Delaware and a plea deal on a tax conviction in California. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
He extended the pardon to any other possible offenses against the United States going back to the beginning of 2014. In doing so, the president reverses past promises, ruling out a pardon or commutation. In a statement, Biden said he made the decision this weekend, saying, quote, "I believe in the justice system, but as I have wrestled with this, I also believe raw politics has infected this process and it led to a miscarriage of justice." President-elect Trump says in a social media post, the pardon was an abuse and miscarriage of justice, and described those convicted in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol as J6 hostages. Jennifer King, Washington.
Ukraine's deputy prime minister has told Reuters News Service the nation will need tens of thousands of unmanned vehicles and drones to help fight off the Russians at the front lines. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Technology is transforming warfare on Ukraine's front lines as it works to hold off Russia's continued invasion. Uncrewed robotic ground vehicles shuttle ammunition and supplies to infantry in the trenches and evacuate wounded soldiers to safety. Ukraine will need tens of thousands of them next year, according to Deputy Prime Minister Mykhailo Fedorov. The buggy-like vehicles spare troops from operating in areas where Russian shelling and drones are rife. It's an example of how technology is rapidly evolving and transforming the war in Ukraine. Fedorov also said Ukraine had contracted to buy 1.6 million drones this year, of which 1.3 million had been supplied.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is making a long-awaited trip to Africa, a 2-day visit to Angola. But African analysts say the trip should have come sooner, and human rights advocates question Angola as the president's destination, given its troubling record. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Miriam Diallo has this report.
President Biden officials say plan to focus on U.S. leadership on trade, investment, and infrastructure in Africa. He'll also recognize Angola's president, João Lourenço's regional leadership. More importantly, President Biden will highlight one of his signature initiatives, the investment of the Lobito Corridor, a regional railway project linking natural resource-rich areas stretching from the Angolan port of Lobito to the Democratic Republic of Congo and Zambia. But others, including human rights campaigners and opposition parties, will feel aggrieved by President Biden's visit because they see the Lourenço administration as being rewarded despite growing concerns about the shrinking space for independent civil society organizations and freedom of expression. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The 13-year civil war in Syria has roared back into prominence with a surprise rebel offensive that captured Aleppo, one of Syria's largest cities and an ancient hub of Middle East culture and commerce. The push is the rebels' strongest in years in a war whose destabilizing effects have rippled far beyond the country's borders. AP Middle East correspondent Karim Chahayeb provides details on the significance of this rebel advancement.
The insurgency is led by Hay'at Tahrir al-Sham, a group designated by the United States and the United Nations as a terrorist organization. Armed groups backed by Turkey are also involved in the surprise attack. Now, unlike other insurgencies in war-torn Syria, it appears that the fighters faced little to no resistance from the Syrian military as they made their way through towns and villages and picked up munitions and vehicles left along the way. Now, Syria, alongside its key ally Russia, has launched a counterinsurgency.
That was Reuters correspondent Karim Chahayeb reporting. The surge in fighting has raised the prospect of another violent front reopening in the Middle East. Guinea's Prime Minister Amadou Ouryba reported Monday at least 56 soccer fans, including children, were killed in a stampede as security forces tried to quell clashes during a soccer match in southern Guinea's largest city. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The Prime Minister said late Sunday on X that the stampede broke out on Sunday afternoon during a local tournament. Local media are reporting that the chaos followed a disputed penalty that angered fans, many of them clashing and pouring onto the open soccer field at the crowded stadium. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.